I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's almost Valentine's Day, and of course, the flower of love is the rose. But this year, instead of giving the usual cut flower roses, why not a rose plant? While full-size roses aren't available yet, miniature roses are. Miniature roses come in many shapes, with some being 3 to 4 feet tall, but still called miniature. But I'm thinking of the micro-mini rose plants found in garden centers and floral shops now. These grow about 12 to 18 inches tall with small, colorful, sometimes fragrant flowers. You can grow them indoors and outdoors. Here's how. When purchased now in flower, miniature roses will keep blooming in a window that gets about 6 hours of direct sun a day for a few more weeks. Keep them away from cold drafts and try to keep the humidity around 50% with a humidifier, pebble trays filled with water, or misting. They will eventually stop blooming unless grown under grow lights. But they're also great outdoor plants. Most are hardy to zone 5 and with protection even colder zones. They also grow on their own root system with no grafts. This means even if they die back to the ground, they'll regrow as the same variety next year. Plant them in containers or in a flower border in full sun on well-drained soil. Their shallow roots need consistently moist, organic soil to grow. Amend the soil with compost and mulch with bark. Fertilize regularly in spring and summer with an organic rose food. Fertilize more often if grown in a container. Your roses should bloom on and off all summer. Come fall, protect roses in cold areas with bark mulch. Move container roses into a protected spot with temperatures around 40 degrees. By January, you can bring your container rose into a warm, sunny room, and it'll flower again for you in winter. And now for this week's tip, buy some paper white narcissus and pot them up for a splash of color and fragrance during the cold, snowy days. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about indoor seed starting. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.